Welcome back to another podcast. One of the best received and one of the podcasts that I'm proudest of is the podcast I did in December with the two men who have benefited so much from Tai Chi. That interview caused me to start doing Tai Chi myself. And as a result, I have met some other people, one of whom is my guest today. Patricia Mann, who, as you'll see from the photo, is considerably lot younger, looks great, but brought her own issues to the beginning of Tai Chi. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Pat, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's start with you and your background. How long have you lived here, and where did you move here from?
My husband and I moved to the Coachella Valley in 2000, and we moved to Sun City Shadow Hills in 2006.
So you've been here a good long time.
Yes, one of the original people here.
Okay. And you had some familiarity with Tai Chi through your mother, right?
Yes, I did. My mother took it up in her mid-70s. And my mother had never exercised a day in her life. She did not believe in it and didn't like it. And yet she took to Tai Chi, and she kept it up as long as she could.
And did she experience benefits?
She did. She had arthritis throughout her body, and she benefited greatly from the Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to you. Where were you, just for people who don't know, Michael Hamilton started here in September, and Pat was one of the initial people who went. So where were you in September when you started with Michael?
I went to Michael's lecture on September 26th, and I started the original, the first Tai Chi class on October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened to me prior to that, 6 weeks before, is I had lost my husband unexpectedly. He had passed away. And I was so happy to see that the Tai Chi was being offered, because at that time, losing my husband unexpectedly, I found that my concentration was not what it was. I just wasn't as settled as I normally am personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that I could benefit greatly from the Tai Chi. And I have to say that I have become a true believer.
Now, you had some physical issues too, right?
I did, definitely. When my husband and I moved out here in 2000, we moved here because of him, because he had arthritis. I did not have any pain at all. And I ended up having pain in my hands and very excruciating pains.
Happen as almost as soon as you got here?
It did. Definitely, it did. And the complete opposite.
Yeah, usually people experience just the opposite.
I know. My husband felt better, and my hands started to hurt.
It felt a lot worse. So, how good of you that you stayed.
I know, isn't it, though? And I went to two different orthopedic doctors. I had x-rays taken. I had cortisone injections. I took two different medications at the time that were prescribed. And definitely, it all helped.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only temporary. And I'm not a pill taker. So I, you know, stopped taking the medication. Mm-hmm. I didn't want any more shots. And I thought, I'm just going to live with the pain. And I did. Up until Tai Chi.
Okay, and so at the time you began, you were personally quite unsettled, in a lot of pain, mm-hmm. but not taking any medications at that point.
Correct.
Okay, and so then you started, so it was the 1st of October.
Correct.
And how long did it take before you started feeling better?
Well, my hands, I think I went up to Michael about mid-November one night after the class, and I said to him, my hands are pain-free. And I said, I don't know when it happened. It was very subtle. But all of a sudden, I have no pain in my hands. I can hold a pen better than I've held one since I moved out here in 2000. My penmanship is better, and I can bend my wrists. And I didn't even realize I couldn't bend my wrists until through the Tai Chi, I saw I could.
So this all happened in 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Because the men I interviewed said it was three before they experienced any improvement. But it sounds like you were, well, maybe because you're younger. He was teaching twice a week in the beginning. He's since gone to three.
Correct.
But he encourages people to do it daily on their own. Do you do that?
I do. In fact, today, for an example, I woke up and I was feeling a little unsettled, so I have stood for 37 minutes in my structure. I have done some bouncing like we do in class in the evening to get my chi flowing, and I will go to the class tonight for an hour, and then I will probably go home afterwards and stand for another 30 minutes minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I do it every day for a minimum of 30 minutes stand.
Now, were you doing it every day from day one, or has this become a habit just recently?
No, I've been doing it not for 30 minutes. I've built up to that.
Mm-hmm.
But from day one, I've been doing it maybe 5 minutes, you know, building up to it and finding the best way for me to do it. You know, I would do it 5 minutes at a time, then, you know, 5 minutes throughout the day at various times.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do it, and I like to do it, and the longer I do it, the better I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are days I'll do it 2 and 3 times a day for an hour, you know, 30 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm. So I get 6 weeks into the program,
mm-hmm.
you're pain-free.
Correct.
After 12 years of being in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Are you continuing to see improvements in different areas of your life as you do this or not?
Oh, absolutely. I never shared anything personal information with Michael, but the night that I told him that my hands were pain-free, I did mention to him, I said, the reason that I really started this class was because of being unsettled in my mind. And I said, I just wasn't quiet, and I said, my focus wasn't good. And I said, and I've always been detailed and focused. And I said, that's really what my goal is. And I can only paraphrase what he said to me. I'm not quoting him here. He said, come back, just keep coming back, and it will happen for you. And I think it was about the end of December, I went back up to him again, and I said, you know, Michael, just hasn't happened yet. And he, again, I'm paraphrasing, said, just keep coming, come back, and it will get better for you. And I still hadn't shared any personal information. And so it was about the middle of January. I walked up to him one night, and he said, how are you? And I said, you know what? I'm good. My mind is calm. It's quiet. I'm focused. I can concentrate. I'm sleeping through the night, and I'm detail-oriented again. And I said, thank you.
Well, that's a wonderful story. I'm kind of out of questions now. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience that I haven't thought to ask you?
Gosh, I have benefited in other ways. I've always been a speed walker. As I've gotten older, I'm not a speed walker anymore. I'm a fast walker. And I've always found that kept me in shape. But what this Tai Chi, Qigong, is also doing for me is I have firmed up in places that I thought were firm, but they've gotten firmer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an added benefit, I think, too.
Right.
And as the time goes on, and I keep practicing this at home, it just gets better and better and better for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would really like to see happen here at Sun City Shadow Hills is that Michael be given the ability to start a meditation class.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I could say and finish up with is that if you haven't tried the class, try it. I don't want to be a commercial for the Tai Chi,
mm-hmm.
Qigong class.
Well, but the reason I'm having you in here is you are, and I am too. We offer all kinds of things here at Shadow Hills. We've got Pilates, we've got yoga, we've got Zumba, lots and lots of weights, trainers, all kinds of things. And they're all good, and different people benefit from different things. But I have personally never experienced testimonials like I have with Tai Chi. And to the audience, if there are other people out there who are experiencing similar benefits from these other programs, please contact me. I'd love to hear from you and interview you on those. But my experience has been the Tai Chi has been truly life-changing for some of the people here.
I can attest to that, Bob, 100%.
Okay. Okay, well, Pat, thank you so much. That's going to wrap up another podcast. I think that, you know, the classes are one of the best attended groups that they offer here. However, there's plenty of room for improvement. I think that the over and under on the class size is around 30, and we've got somewhere around 6,000 residents here. So we have plenty of room, and as Michael says, give it a try, keep coming back, and you'll experience some benefits. So until then, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.